and pray for him. Pray for our pastor who's away. The Lord would use him mightily. We've got the, as I said before, there's no adult choir practice tonight, this afternoon. And and I remind you about when Brother Crouch is preaching from February 8th to the 10th at the Faith Baptist Church in Mint Hill. And Monday, February 16th, we have the CAP meeting rally service at Southside Baptist Church at 7 p.m. Anyone else got anything? Okay. Let's open the service with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, once again that we can come here, have this freedom. Lord, we don't take it for granted, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the message that we heard this morning. Lord, help us to have a more soul-conscious mind and heart, Lord, so we not be neglectful in the duty that you've left us to do here. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the message. Thank you, Lord, for all those that came, for the visitors. We thank you, Lord, for all that are here. I pray, Lord, you'd your name would be glorified, not only through our singing and praise, Lord, but also through the preaching that we'll hear tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Brad, come forth.
All right, let's stand together, all 12 of us, and we're so thankful to be here this afternoon. Just kidding. I am thankful to be here. I did want to mention, Brother Gary, you can make sure I'm correct about it. Sister Emily's grandmother's celebration of life funeral is at 4 this afternoon. Isn't that correct? At Moody Funeral Home. Is that right? I'm seeing shaking heads, so I think that's right. And I meant to mention that if anybody was interested, too, that that's the time and location of that. Let's turn to hymn 478 to start out with. I thought, in light of what we've been through the last 2 weeks, this hymn seems really appropriate to me, a shelter in the time of storm. So we're going to start out with 478. And obviously I say that a little tongue in cheek, but hymn 478, a shelter in the time of storm. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever will betide, a shelter in the time of storm. For Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. For Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night. A shelter in the time of storm. No fears of harm, no foes of fright. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be. A shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat. A shelter in the time of storm. For Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. For Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge here, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. O Jesus is a rock in a
Yes, he is. Amen. Turn back to 431. Brother Mike, get that hallelujah ready. Sing the Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's a comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to go. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty power. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And he will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. Oh, all the fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen. And flip way over to 701. What a blessed relationship we enjoy if we're born again, walking with the Lord Jesus.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know others, such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sensed that two men's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know others, such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known.
708, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege you carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. To the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, covered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy grace despise for safety. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and sleep. Thou wilt find a soulless there.
Now, if there is no specials, we have Brother Bing come and give us what the Lord has laid upon his heart.
All right. Man, what a friend we have in Jesus. It's amazing to think the great God, Jesus Christ, and that we can come to him with our every needs and our problems. We don't even deserve to be saved, but he will still listen to us. Proverbs chapter 16. We'll start tonight.
Oh, there it is.
trying to figure this thing out. Proverbs chapter 16. There we go. Okay, I think I got it. Okay. Proverbs chapter 16. I want to look at today. Very important subject, very needed subject that everybody struggles with, especially myself, and as a subject of pride. Pride is something very dangerous, very hurtful, very sinful. It's very common, even amongst believers. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. But first off, I want a definition for pride, Webster's 1828 dictionary. But in, according to self-esteem and unreasonable content of one's own superiority and talents, beauty, wealth, accomplishments, rank or elevation in office, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reverse, and often contempt of others. Pride is found 49 times in the Bible. The word proud is found 48 times in the Bible. Proudly is found 9 times in the Bible. But you see, a total of 169 times of these 3 words are found in the Bible. And that's not even counting all the other examples that we can give of pride and people being proudful in the Bible and of talking about selfishness. The Bible has a lot to say about this topic. It's a very important topic. If the Lord says it more than once, then he definitely wants us to listen. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18, probably one of the most common verses on pride. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for being a friend like no other. Thank you for dying on the cross so that we could be saved. And Lord, for you, thank you for everything you've done. Please help us to read your word, apply it to our lives. Please help me to speak your word and only what you would have me to say. I cannot do it in my own strength, but only through you. Thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Very common verse, very needed verse. Every person, no matter if you want to admit it or not, we're full of pride. We have a prideful spirit about us. We think we're better than someone else. We think the world revolves around us. And how dare that person say that thing to me? And I deserve better. I deserve the recognition, and I deserve the praise. You better be careful. That road goes a long way down. That road of pride and that road of a haughty spirit and thinking that you're better than everybody is a road that doesn't end well. It's a road of destruction. So we know the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all that. And so those are great fruits of the Spirit, but there's also fruits of pride. And what comes from pride? Look at Proverbs chapter 11. I got a bunch of verses here. I'm not going to read all 106. Maybe. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. The attitude of I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. The result of that isn't going to be, the end of that isn't going to be you lifted up. The end of you wanting to lift yourself up isn't going to be how you want it to be. It's going to be shame. It's going to be destruction. It's not going to end good for the proud. Let's look at Malachi chapter 4. Look at Malachi chapter 4. Well, if I can get my fingers to work, they don't want to sometimes. Come on. One page and then get to the stuff. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud,
yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and to they that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Of course, and it says, and the they cometh, talking about the second coming, about the second coming of Jesus Christ, but it won't end good for the proud. They won't be lifted up. It'll burn. It'll be destruction. It'll be shame. Let's go to Ezekiel 16. Book of Ezekiel 16. You all know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and how God destroyed them for the wickedness. Ezekiel 16 gives some more thought about that. Ezekiel 16 and verse 49. Ezekiel 16:49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her, and her daughters neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. You see, what was the iniquity of Sodom? It was pride. Pride came first. They're full of themselves. They're prideful, and wickedness came after, and it didn't end good for them either. Destruction. God does not take pride lightly. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. And in verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. The Lord hates pride. He hates it. And how many times are we doing something that the Lord hates? We save people. And walking around full of ourselves, thinking we're something and we're doing something great for the Lord when we're just doing great sin that the Lord hates. The Lord hates pride. Psalm 101 and verse 5. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart, I will not suffer. Or do not suffer the proud. Proverbs, back to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Another familiar verse. Proverbs chapter 6 and then verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. He hates these six things, and there's seven that is not a thing, but is a him at the end. But the first one, a proud look. He hates these things. But they're an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. And a heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. The first one at the top of that list is a proud look. God hates a proud look. How many times are we, oh, look at me. Look how great I am. Look at the great accomplishments I have done. And God hates it. God hates our pride. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 5. It says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination unto the Lord. You can be proud in your heart and not show it forth. You can be proud on the inside and think, oh, I'm so humble. I'm so great. And be full of pride. It's an abomination unto the Lord. And it will not go, and it will be punished. Or, well, does not take lightly pride. We want to glory in ourselves. We want to lift up ourselves instead of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. What is here? Trying to figure where to start. Start in verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image of made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So we know of this list, we know of the sins in this list that most of us probably say, well, we haven't done. Where it speaks of homosexuality, and envy, murder, fornication, and most of this we can say, well, I haven't done that, but when it gets to pride, you can't get away from that one. You can't run away from that one. We're all proud. We all got pride in our heart, and it's worthy of death. It's something we got to take seriously. It's worthy of death, and when we commit it all the time, we need a constant reminder of it. Is that important? I want to look at one of the examples, one of the most prideful ever, Ezekiel 28, the pride of Satan. Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 11. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou settest up the sum of full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the topaz and the diamond, the beryl and the onyx and the jasper and the sapphire and the emerald and the carbuncle and the gold and the workmanship of the tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. Satan was full of wisdom. He was beautiful. He had the musical talent, and he had all those jewels and stones covering him. But it made him prideful, made him want to put himself over God, and that's what made him fall. How many times do we think, you know, we got talents, and we're wise, and we look good, and we're acting just like the devil. Because we're full of pride, and it'll end up us falling as well. But Satan, he had all of these things. He had the looks. And he gloried in his looks instead of glorying in the one who gave him it. He gloried in his wisdom instead of the one who gave him the wisdom. He gloried in his musical talents and the things that he could do instead of glorying in the one who gave him the stuff. We have pride because we think, "Well, I can do this. I'm successful. I'm wise." But it's all because of him. Every blessing that we have comes from the Lord. Everything that we have comes from him, and we want to lift ourselves up and we just act like Satan did. Many times Christians act like the devil and full of ourselves. Our churches are filled with wise people, musical people, and good-looking people, and successful people, but they're no better off than the rest of this world if God isn't getting the glory. It makes this just another place where people can come and brag upon themselves. And say, "I'm the strictest. I have the King James Bible. I believe right. Look at me. I'm the great Christian." I can just like the devil did. Lifting up yourself instead of giving God the glory. So get Psalm 73. Psalm 73. Psalm 73 and verse 6. It says, "Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment." People are, they're promoting their pride. They're wearing it like jewelry. They're showing it forth. "Look at me. Look at what I've done. Look how high I am. Look at my family. Look how perfect I am." They're promoting themselves, pride. They're showing it off. Look at Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Psalm 40 in verse 4. "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." We need to not respect the proud. The ones who are promoting ourselves and, "Look at me, look at what I've done, and I'm so much better than everybody else, and I'm wise, and I'm great." They don't deserve any respect at all. Most of the time, that's us. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Chapter talks about the requirements of leadership in the church. Still, I think every believer can get a good lesson from those requirements. Just because it says that a leader must do it doesn't mean others can't do it as well. 1 Timothy chapter 3, start in verse 1. "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?" So we see all these great things that all these requirements of the leadership that He's supposed to have a good house, have his house in order, his children in subjection. He's supposed to be given to hospitality. He's supposed to be able to teach. He's supposed to be of good behavior, of a good testimony. And in verse 6, it says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. You can have all of these things. You can have your family right. You can be a nice person to other people. You have all this hospitality and stuff, and think, oh, I'm a great Christian and all of this, and you're full of pride, and you fall into the condemnation of the devil. And especially for a leader of the church, you can't have a leader of the church who's full of pride, full of himself, and acting like the devil. Mark chapter 7. Look at Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, Jesus talking here in verse 20. Let me get a drink. Mark chapter 7, verse 20. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within out of the heart of man proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man. It defiled a man. You see, pride is right along with adultery and fornication and lasciviousness and blasphemy. You think, oh, I'm good on all that stuff, but then that pride comes again and stops you right there and says, no, you're not good on this. And it defiles the man. It's not good for us. It's not good for ourselves if we are lift up ourselves with pride. And then 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Come on. Turn the page. There we go. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. I preach all the time and shout and say amen against the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. But when it gets to the pride of life, that's when we have problems. That's when we struggle with it on a daily basis. We need to get ourselves full of Jesus Christ and realize that everything we have is because of Him, and He deserves all the glory and all the praise, not ourselves. I want to look at one that very important here: pride of disunity. Pride and disunity. Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28 and verse 25. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. So we see, I'm not prideful, because I'm fat. But see, somebody that's skinny, they would be full of themselves, Ethan. But it's Bible. See, I'm not prideful at all. I eat too much McDonald's. But it says, he that is proud stirreth up strife. If you're proud, you're gonna stir up strife. If you're proud, you're gonna have contention and problems with others, especially with believers. Yes, you're lifted up in pride. And if you're causing a bunch of petty arguments that don't matter anything, striving against each other, causing divisions amongst each other, your heart is full of pride and you're acting like the devil, and God hates it. God hates it. Causing divisions with each other. You can't get along with each other. You're full of pride. Proverbs 14. Verse 3. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. People hurt other people with their words. The saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is wrong. You can hurt others with your words. And mostly it's because the person's proud. Might be thinks that they're better than somebody, and you're putting them down because you're right and they're wrong, and you're putting others down to lift yourselves up. You're full of pride. You can tell a lot about somebody by the way they use their mouth. We don't deserve any of the glory or any of the praise. We need to give all to the Lord. We need to keep praising God. If we keep praising God and work on that into our daily lives, we would have a less opportunity. We would have to say things that were hurtful to others. If every time you want to talk bad about somebody, bad about somebody behind your back, start praising God for what He did for your life and how He saved you from your sin. And how a rotten sinner you are, God would save someone like you.
Amen.
And then it might make you humble yourself a little bit. Not talk as bad about other people.
Amen.
Proverbs 13 and verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Only by pride. If you have contention with anybody, if you have strife with anybody, it is only because of pride. Believe the Bible, it says only. The only reason you have problem with somebody else is because we're proudful. It's only by pride that we have contention. Only by pride that we have problems with each other. And it's not the other person that's proudful. It's you. It's ourselves. Just like the devil and God hates it, we need to get over ourselves. Stop being so full of ourselves and so selfish. And we're probably not right all the time. I mean, most of the time. Not all the time. We need to get over ourselves. Even if we are right, get along with each other. God saved you from sin. God saved you from your enemies with God, going to hell lost without Him. And He saved you, and He saved the other person, and you can't get along because you're full of yourself. You say, well, they said this to me, and they did this to me, and you don't know what they did to me, and me. I. And oh, how could they do that to me? Oh, well, if you only knew what that person said. You're full of yourself. We're full of ourselves. We can't get along with anybody because we're full of pride. We're full of ourselves because if you can't get along with others, if they have to love you as much as you love you, because nobody can love you as much as you love you. Try to say that 10 times fast. And we can look at the best example of how to fix our pride, how to get our minds off of ourselves, is the humbleness and grace of Jesus Christ. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He resisteth the proud. I'm glad that he has grace. Beginning of it, he says, he giveth more grace. No matter how many times we lift ourselves up and how many times we're full of ourselves and full of pride, and says, oh, look what I've done for the Lord. And look at my accomplishments. And I passed that person at Walmart a gospel track. And oh, what a great Christian I am. You're full of yourself. You're trying to give your glory to yourself and not to God. But the Lord, even though he hates it, he still gives us grace. Every prideful episode we have, he has more grace than we have pride. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 here to finish. I'm not used to preaching long, so y'all might like that, but not chapter 1. I wrote that wrong in my notes. 2. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. Start in verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each other esteem other better than themselves. Easy to read, hard to live. So full of ourselves and, oh, well, I'm better than that person. I'm at least better than this person. I might not be better than that person, but I'm at least better than this person over here. Full of yourself. When you really look at what a wicked sinner we were, and we're all just sinners saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, and that we're not better than each other. We all should have the same goal, to give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The greatest example of how not to be prideful. If there's anybody that deserves to be prideful, if there's anybody that deserves all that glory, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. But he himself came to this earth to die for us prideful, full of ourselves people, or we're wicked sinners. And he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, and we could be saved. And then we still live our lives full of ourselves. And yeah, the Lord saved us, but I'm going to live how I want. And it's my life. Pride is definitely something I struggle with daily. Lord died for us. And what's the least we could do is tell others about him, care for others. We can't care for others if you're so full of ourselves. There's millions and millions of people that love Jesus because he was, even though he was greater than them, he took the lower place for their well-being because he humbled himself and died on the cross. We don't deserve any of the glory. We don't deserve any of the praise. Even though we think, oh, I'm something. I deserve it. We're just full of ourselves and full of pride. God hates it. God hates it. If you're not saved, Jesus Christ, much higher than you, should be much more proud of himself than you. Died on the cross, humbled himself, and died on the cross so you could be saved. You got to do is believe on him, put your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. You can be saved. If we're saved, it says, let this mind be in you. The way to not have ourselves full of ourselves, the way to not have ourselves full of pride, and to think of ourselves all the time, is to get our minds on him. You won't be full of yourself if you're thinking about him. If you think about what he did for you, then we won't be as prideful. Definitely something I struggle with all the time. You need help with that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for dying on the cross for yourself, humbling yourself so we could be saved. Great God, you deserve all the glory and the praise. Can't thank you enough. Please help us go our ways and give you all the honor, give you the praise. Let this mind be in us, was also in you. Thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
That was a blessing. It was a reminder and a rebuke to watch yourself. Pride is probably the